And now this is a dictation for Rose Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, April 23, 1938, addressed as a letter to Dr. Osilio, A-U-S-I-E-L-L-O, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Osilio, follow up for Mrs. Hubbard. Recent hospital admission, acute on chronic renal failure, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, CHF. She fell, admitted locally, hospital Greenville, Greenville, and eventually transferred to Grand Rapids. No heart attack, no pneumonia, UTI, no sepsis, no stroke, no active gastrointestinal bleeding, did receive 1 unit of packet of red blood cells after diuresis. Presently, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, doing salt fluid restriction, weight at home around 163. She lives alone. No chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness, no purulent material hemoptysis, nocturia but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. No ulcers or cellulitis, extensive review system done. Pressing medication review. New medicine Demadex, Lasix discontinue, Losartan, Metformin, Actos on hold. Remains on beta blockers, Norvasc. Cholesterol treatment. Present weight 163, blood pressure 136.58. For the most part, no respiratory distress, lungs clear, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, stable edema. Next paragraph, I review discharge summary. Hemoglobin was as low as 6.8 at the time of blood transfusion. A new kidney ultrasound was done, 8.8 on the right, 10.8 on the left. No obstruction. No evidence of renal artery stenosis. The last day at discharge, creatinine was 2.84. Baseline is around 2.1 or less. Normal sodium potassium acid base, GFR 16, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, anemia 9.3, a normal white blood cell platelet, a normal white blood cell low platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic versus progressive kidney disease, stage 4. Medications adjusted as indicated above. There was anemia but no documented external bleeding. We have a long discussions about potential dialysis, AV fistula, in-center dialysis, at-home peritoneal, at-home hemo, avoiding dialysis catheters, blood test to be updated, stay on Demadex, stay off losartan, metformin, and Actos because of valium overload. We discuss about anemia treatment. We will manage potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, PTH. She is not sure if she's going to do dialysis or not. She needs to discuss this with family members, although she lives alone. She is west of Greenville. Her unit will be Greenville. I will encourage her to change services to nephrology close by. She will call us on the next few days to tell us what she decided to do, and we will have new blood tests to follow. This was a prolonged visit. I review all records from the hospital and pressing issues with the patient, interdictation,